March today is Thursday, June 11th. I'm Megan Lynch. A new Mississippi River Bridge, it's in the planning stages. Here's KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
The St. Louis Regional Freightway has released its list of top transportation priorities for next year, and a replacement of the Martin Luther King Bridge over the Mississippi is one of the biggest unfunded needs on it. Mary Lamy of the Freightway tells KMOX they're nowhere close to covering the cost.
There is $10 million that currently is programmed to start some of the preliminary engineering. Obviously, $10 million is a tremendous amount of money, but if the overall project is $629 million, we have a long way to go.
That money would come from a mix of state and federal sources, funded in stages, engineering first, then land and utilities, and finally construction, likely years away. She says while the bridge doesn't carry a lot of cross-country traffic, it is important for local industry and deliveries, and when there's a jam on the other bridges. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A proposed crackdown on short-term rentals hit a wall at the St. Charles County Council this week. The measure would limit where new Airbnb and Vrbo properties can operate. It's part of an effort to stop rentals from bunching up on a single street and to rein in the ones generating noise and parties. But the bill drew sharp objections from inside the council itself, including from a member who owns short-term rentals of his own.
If somebody has a big house with three bedrooms and they have some big spaces in the basement, some great rooms, or great with a pull-out couch, you're going to tell them they can't have people sit on a call-out couch? That's like, this is almost getting to reverting like to communism with some of these rules and this stuff. It's getting to be ridiculous.
That's County Councilman Joe Brazel. But supporters say the bill isn't about heavy-handed government. It's about neighbors. The proposal borrows a spacing rule from the county's group home code to keep rentals from clustering. Councilman Timothy Baker.
I use the analogy of a cul-de-sac with 10 homes. If you live there, you don't want six of them to be Airbnbs. I mean, you just don't.
No, I understand it.
The council took a no vote. The bill goes back to county staff to look for a middle ground. Collinsville police searching for answers after a newborn was found alone at the Cahokia Mounds Historic Site.
Detective Joshua Field says the child was in good condition and unharmed when found in its car seat in the parking lot Sunday evening. He says they can't say for sure the intentions of the parents, but
based on some of the initial witness statements that had seen what we believe to possibly be the vehicle that the child was in earlier, it does not appear at this time that the child was accidentally left behind.
He says they are searching for the family in part to make sure they're safe, but also for a child abandonment or endangerment investigation. The child is currently in foster care and estimated to be between 1 and 3 weeks old. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
There's a shift in classroom tech in a Northeast Missouri school district.
In a lot of school districts, kids get Chromebooks, which are laptops for schoolwork, and they take them home. In Rawls County, the superintendent is not going to do that anymore for the younger kids. This will start next school year. David Kugler says the feedback from families and the community is helping guide that decision.
Honestly, like 100% positive. Put it on a Wednesday or Thursday, like afternoon. I looked last night, it's like 87,000 views. I think we struck a vein in the culture wars here in regards to schooling and technology.
Kugler tells MissouriNet the change affects kindergarten through eighth grade, and students will use shared Chromebooks in class when teachers decide they're needed to support learning. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
A new report from the Social Security trustees setting off alarms on Capitol Hill. It warns the program won't be able to pay full benefits starting in 2032, and that without action from Congress, checks could be cut by about 22%, roughly $455 a month for the average beneficiary. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin took to the Senate floor to spell out what that would mean.
Every day, seniors are forced to make decisions that most Americans pray they'll never have to face, like whether to buy groceries or pay the utility bill, refill their medications, or pay their rent or mortgage.
Durbin says he's now joined three colleagues, two Republicans and a fellow Democrat, pressing Congress to fix the problem before the deadline arrives. The markets didn't blink yesterday with news that inflation surged to a three-year high.
The 4.2%, almost the entire increase in inflation, no surprise, from a year ago is gas, oil, energy. In fact, gas is 40% higher from a year ago. Now, it has leveled off lately.
Dave Simons of One Private Wealth says the market shrugged because it already knew it was coming and factored it in. With the FIFA World Cup kicking off today, officials warning fans to be on the lookout for scams. The Missouri Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, says fans need to be wary of fake websites. One way to avoid those is by going to FIFA.com, the official website. She also warns visitors to book stays through official and trusted websites like Airbnb and Vrbo, and to pay for lodging or World Cup tickets with a credit card instead of cash, debit card, or apps like Cash App or Venmo. Those forms of payment don't include fraud protection like credit cards do.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.